You're listening to Breakfast here on your Sound Alternative. It's Radiothon. I'm here with Cash Promise, a.k.a. Tash Thomas. I always want to say them together. I feel like they always need to be said together.
I feel like people who have seen my Cash Promise alter ego, they're like, I don't get it. And then I have to always say, my name's Tash Thomas.
Yeah.
And they're, that's a great DJ name. Exactly, but just like on its own. So yeah. I think like it has to be the two-parter.
Yeah, I agree. I think you got to do the two-parter. Yeah. You got to do it. You got to do it. We just heard a track from Web Rumors, Cold Witch's Cave. You've brought that in. And you've also brought in Nubia Garcia's The Message Continues. And I want to play like a Twilight Zone noise right now. Why have you brought these tracks in, Tash? What's going on here?
Well, we're doing a bit of a themed segment today, aren't we?
We're getting
a little bit witchy, like, a little bit weird, a little bit astrological, yeah. Maybe.
It's time for horoscopes with Tash. Are you ready? look, I've got sound effects.
Where did you get that from, Pam? Where did that drop in from? Did that drop in from the skies?
From the sky. Yeah, from the sky. It came in from the sky. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I've got magic coming out of my, like, into the buttons on the desk here.
Oh, my goodness. So perfect.
Okay, you're going to be talking to us about horoscopes. But before we do that, I do really want to know, like, where this fascination started. Like, for disclaimer, this is all in good humour. This is all with,
completely.
Like,
we're not taking ourselves seriously.
Absolutely not. Just take a little pinch of salt with your cereal this morning, and that can be what's going on with the horoscopes. But I think they're pretty silly, and they're kind of fun to hear about, especially with the wacky blue moon yesterday. But I want to know how you got started with all of this. What do you mean? What's going on?
Honestly, I think, so there's two parts to this question. I genuinely think from when I was very, very little, I always had a curiosity with like the concept of magic and otherworldly sort of stuff. That's sort of been innately within me, and sort of interest in the otherworldly sort of things. But there's a particular film that I watched, probably would have been about like 7, 8 years old or so. It's called Practical Magic for any of the listeners out there who are familiar with that film. So it's Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman as the leads. They're sisters, they're witches. Oh. It sort of goes on their journey as children and then growing up into adulthood. One of the sisters really moving away from her witchy practice. The other one staying a bit more connected with it. And then all this other wild stuff happens, which, you know, we're not on Movie
Wild
Squad right now, so I'm not going to give you a review of Practical Magic inadvertently. But we're playing the song from the film! Oh!
Oh, I also love Practical Magic.
I feel a tear developing.
Yeah, a tear is developing. I love Practical Magic, and I love Stevie Nicks, and I love this song. And look, this is the one and only time you'll probably ever hear us play Stevie Nicks on Breakfast. You know, I love her.
Are we going to get fired today, Pat?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Simon, if you're listening, we're sorry, but it makes sense.
Look, it's thematically appropriate. It is. It's thematic. I know she gets a bit of love on the other stations, but this morning, we love you, Stevie. And you know what we also love? Horoscopes.
We do love horoscopes. Thanks to Practical Magic.
We love it. Thanks to Practical Magic. I love this movie. It's also a great movie to watch at this time of year when it's kind of cold and you want to rug up with a movie that feels warm and delightful.
And there was a very epic Aquarius full moon, which I think is also very appropriate for watching this film. But I do want to rewind a little bit before we get to yesterday's full moon, because there was a lot going on in the planets, in the alignments, in the stars last week leading up to Radiothon, which I think we all felt. I don't know about you, Pam, but I definitely felt it last week, this sort of great build. It was described in a video that I watched by an astrologer as one of the crunchiest and triggier weeks I've seen in a very long time.
Crunchiest?
Yeah, I don't think it's a word, but...
Crunchy?
Yeah.
I never think about horoscopes or, I don't know, times of year as being crunchy. What do you think it means by crunchy?
Maybe ouchy?
Like painful? Like hard to get through?
Yeah, okay. Just, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
A bit like, oh, like it's, you're sort of bracing yourself. That's sort of like the sound effect that I hear with crunch that I'm translating to how it feels in my body. But let's go through a few of the things that happened last week to get us up to Radiothon. So on Wednesday, we had the Mars and Jupiter hanging out in Gemini. So for you folks, I am purely going on what I've read up. I am not a trained astrologer, folks. I'm just a single lady living alone with a black cat approaching her mid-30s who, as she gets older, has become a little bit obsessed with astrology. Yeah. So that is the disclaimer for everyone listening that I don't really know what I'm talking about.
This is my new calling. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So with whenever Mars is involved, it's very sort of big, masculine, sort of Mars is the warrior figure.
Gotcha.
In the stars.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's always a little bit hot-headed, a little bit heated, a little bit confrontational, if you will, when Mars is coming to play. And then when Jupiter comes out as well, which is the really big planet, I'm literally doing the hand signals to Pam from across the studio. So whenever Jupiter's involved, it expands whatever it's illuminating, if you will. So with this particular sort of position, you've got Mars, which is really sort of taking action, very like in your face, and then the Gemini part is sort of very mental and verbal. Jupiter as well sort of controls law and order. So when I saw this and I was thinking about Radiothon, it was sort of like, well, you know, it's the right and just thing to do, and I'm in my head a lot about Radiothon, and maybe you folks are as well. You know, what is, how do I take action this Radiothon?
Okay, so how do we do it?
You got to go onto rtrfm.com.au
and subscribe
or donate.
That's how you take action this Radiothon. If you feel like RTRFM serves and supports you, then it's the right thing to do for your community radio station. Take action.
Exactly.
Take some action.
On
Send
top
out a
of
signal.
That, there's also karma coming out last week as well. So big Saturn energy.
Okay.
What's coming up as well. So
big
Mars and Mars and Jupiter are in a square with Saturn.
Okay, what does that mean?
So essentially Saturn is the lord of karma. So whenever Saturn comes out, whatever it's illuminating, so you've got like Jupiter and Mars, so taking action in law and order, and then Saturn. So it's like it's karma. If you don't take that action, karma's coming out to play. And on top of that, you've got Black Moon Lilith, who's just hanging out on the South Node. And the South Node is also all about karma. So if you don't subscribe and you do listen to RTRFM, maybe there's bad juju.
Maybe bad karma.
And I don't
want
to, you know, I don't want to be threatening. Obviously, it's up to folks what they want to do. And we understand, you know, different circumstances and whatnot. But I am just flagging that there's karma lords out there.
Yeah, karma lords. Karma lords.
And if you. Yeah. I can't control the karma lords. None of us RTRFM staff can.
Yeah, but maybe you could stave them off by a little subscription.
Exactly.
Or
a little donation. Exactly.
Yeah. You know? How can you do that?
Well, you can jump online at rtrfm.com.au and you can press the button.
Press the buttons. Oh, my God. We're listening to Serendipity, which is a track from local artist Turia that Tasha's brought in but lives in our system. Some gorgeous folks. I wonder if they feel like they've got good karma. I reckon they do.
Oh, I reckon they do. This album, surely that's got to get you karma for the next life.
For sure.
It is stunning.
It's a really beautiful record. And this one is a cut from it. It's called Bliss, the record. Now, I reckon, you know, we might be able to find a bit of bliss if we listen to Tash, because she's got the right kind of guidance. Anymore. What else are we getting across with horoscopes, Tash?
So I'm going to round up last week and then we can jump into this big full moon that happened yesterday. So on top of Saturn being sort of karmic and putting its foot in it, as well as Mars and Jupiter doing their thing in Gemini, we're also going through Mercury retrograde.
Are we? We're in a Mercury retrograde.
We're in a Mercury retrograde.
Now, the only thing I know about Mercury retrograde is I can blame it when things are going weird.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mercury retrograde has such a bad rap. I feel like it does just get blamed for absolutely everything.
It really does.
And, you know, it does play a bit of havoc on, like, you know, if you're signing any contracts out there, maybe the contract's wrong. You should probably read it twice.
You should.
Communication, like can't talk.
Yeah, can't.
Great for Radiothon.
Yeah, great
absolutely
for
fantastic.
Radiothon. We're all, you know, we're all talking all the time. So it can be a little prankster.
Exactly. Mercury is actually known, Pam, as the prankster planet.
Mercury is known as the prankster planet?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So are you telling me that people could go into their jobs today and say, it's all right, sorry, Mercury pranked me. So that's, you know, that's why I'm late to work.
I mean, they're welcome to give it a red hot go. I don't know if their boss is going to fall for it.
Yeah, well, look, we're not telling you to do that, but we're just saying, you know, like, you could, but we're not, you know, we're not taking any responsibility for, like, the outcome if you do say that.
Exactly, exactly. But, you know, I actually have another hot take on Mercury retrograde that I did want to bring
up.
I'm
ready for the hot take.
When anything's going retrograde, right, it's sort of this backwards energy. So all this year, we've had very forward-moving momentum. It's just felt like these first 8 months have just been moving forward, moving forward, moving forward. So much change. And when retrograde planets come into play, it's almost this time to stop and pause and reflect.
Yeah.
Integrate all the changes that have happened over the last 8 months.
Yeah.
Think forward, okay, well, now all these changes are in place. You know, what do I want for my life in the next 12 months?
Yeah.
And so within the context... Oh, sorry, the other piece that I did want to flag as well. So Mercury is also traveling through Leo again.
Okay.
As well. And so Leo energy, and so we're also in Sun in Leo as well. So it's big Leo energy at the moment as well. But Leo is the proud and the bold and the loyal sign.
Yeah.
So this sort of idea of reflecting through Mercury retrograde, and also that it's through Leo, you know, it's sort of like, okay, how has RTRFM looked after me this year so far? What have been the moments that have really meant something to me on air? And also, what's the future of RTRFM? Do I want to be a part of that vision? Do I feel really proud of my local community radio station? Do I feel like it's a really bold place and something that, you know, I want to have a piece of the pie in?
And are you feeling proud out there, you listener? Are you feeling proud and loyal? Are you feeling big Leo energy for your community radio station right now?
Exactly.
If you're feeling proud and loyal, then subscribe or donate.
You reflect and you think, yeah, RTRFM has been a really great companion and a beautiful place, safe space for me to be over the last 8 months, maybe 8 years, maybe 18 years, maybe 47 years.
Yeah.
And the way that you can show your support as we go into this next chapter, because Mercury is going to go forward moving again, and we want you to be part of the journey when we start moving forward.
Yeah.
So I think it's just the perfect storyline for Radiothon.
Now, if the horoscopes aren't enough for you, you can also win some prizes if you subscribe or donate.
Subscribe to your Sound Alternative and you could win a relaxing country escape on 167 acres with a two-night stay for two people at Redgate Forest Retreat in the Margaret River region.
Tuned into breakfast here on your Sound Alternative. I'm with the wonderful Cash Promise, Tash Thomas, and we're getting across some horoscopes for you. We've got a little bit of Delivery Boy going underneath us for some thematic relevance. We've got Star Speaking.
Oh, this whole record as well. Beautiful local feature. And the Turia album that we heard just prior as well was also a local feature. So just some exceptional WA talent.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And maybe they also like astrology.
Maybe they do.
The titles
of their
tracks.
We should have found out what star signs they were.
Yeah. Oh.
What star sign are you, Tash?
I am a Sagittarius.
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay.
Sagittarius star sign.
Yeah.
What are you, Pam?
I'm a Taurus. So I love to be grounded. I love all the earthly pleasures. I love all the beautiful things in life, all the things that sound beautiful, all the things that feel beautiful. I love special spaces and making communities. And I love RTRFM for pretty much all of those reasons.
Yes.
RTRFM is absolutely for a Taurus. It's beautiful. It's for the wonderful earthly delights that we get to experience via the radio. So I'm a big fan.
For me, I guess I'm fun, I'm flirty, and I'm fiery.
Oh, wow.
That's
just
definitely
like
Saggy. And I feel like that's, I feel like that's also very RTR. Yeah,
it's sick.
I love it. We can just shoehorn any star sign and be like, it reflects RTRFM.
Well, that's kind of what That's kind of what Radiothon horoscopes are, right? That's kind of what Radiothon horoscopes are. It just is about RTRFM. Now, we were just talking about a big week last week. So if any of that related to you, maybe how you were feeling, absolutely, you know, get in touch. Tell us that you're loving it. 0405 921 921 is where you can get in touch on the text line. But if you want to get across what's going on over the next week, what's going on for everyone?
So if last week wasn't big enough with all of those alignments, as well as Mercury retrograde still happening, this week is equally bombastic and large and huge. It really came out firing yesterday with a full moon in Aquarius.
Was this that blue moon that was meant to be blue? But it wasn't really that blue.
No, I don't think it was a blue. I think...
It was some sort of big
astrology
moon.
Knowledge is failing me. But yeah, it was a particularly big moon. Yeah. Definitely energetically came out screaming. And also some other conjunctions. It's called a T conjunction. I did about 20 minutes of research and realised that there was no way that I was going to be able to, like, articulate myself on air. So there's a T conjunction happening. I don't really understand what that means. Yeah. But that was all happening along with this full moon. And then just to add... not insult to injury, but just to make it even louder and eccentric, it's also squared to Uranus.
Oh, yeah?
Is it Uranus or Uranus?
I have no idea. Let's go with Uranus. I think it's Uranus, yeah. But let's go with it. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
It's one of those words that I look at loads, but, like, I don't have to say it out loud a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I think that let's just move on. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so when Uranus comes about, it's very, like, rebellious, upheaval, a lot of raw genius as well. And yet sort of known for creating sudden change and unexpected events and sort of shakes things out.
Yeah.
To awaken us, to see things from, say, a new vantage point.
Yeah.
Essentially. So, and with full moons, it's always very much about bringing things to the surface, purging as well. So maybe some unexpected events or some new knowledge has come into your knowledge over this last week or so, or maybe it's coming up. Nothing to be too scared about. I'm hoping maybe it means that there's going to be a new Radiothon record. Maybe we're going to reach
Whoa.
New heights. Maybe a little predictive moment, but we'll see. I also wanted to touch on why the Aquarius part is quite relevant as well. So Aquarius is very revolutionary, sort of big ideas, left field thinking, and also very much about the collective. It's about, you know, power to the people. We're better together rather than individually. That's, you know, big, big Aquarius energy. So when I like to think about RTRFM and what star sign RTRFM would be, I think RTRFM would be an Aquarius.
I think RTRFM would be an Aquarius.
Yes.
What do you, if you're an astrology nut on the text line, 0405921, let us know if you think RTRFM would be an Aquarius. Now, we're getting to the top of the hour. We're going to get into some news with a bit more, you know, journalistic authority than our horoscopes with Beth very shortly. But this, talk to us about this particular full moon, this last full moon, you know, before the eclipse season portal. Now, you've been talking about the portal in the office, but what does that mean for the vision for RTR? What does that mean for what's going on? Radio content has been on fire. The sun's moving into Virgo. You know, I don't know what's going on here, but but from what I can see from your notes, there's a lot going on, right?
Yeah, very, very, very big energy. I think because it's the last full moon before eclipse season, where even more stuff's going to get shaken out of us, it feels particularly pertinent. But I think with it being Aquarius, it is all about sort of being the visionaries. You know, what do we see for RTRFM moving forward? And really, we are coming into this huge change for the station, right? Like next month, we're launching a whole new online radio station, a second digital stream, RTR2, which is going to be hosting a bunch of real fabulous content. We're going to be collaborating with a bunch of DJs, collectives, all sorts of interesting cultural figures and emerging voices in our community, just a whole other platform for it, which feels very Aquarian-esque as well. You know, we've just launched our brand new website. It just feels like we're really creating the new building blocks for the next generation of RTRFM.
Yeah.
And that's what this full moon is sort of laying the foundations for. And what a perfect time to subscribe to RTRFM, to be part of this future of our station. We've been going for 47 years and I just can't wait to see what's going to happen over the next 47 years. And I know just over the next 12 months, we're going to experience so much, you know, profound but wonderful change that I think is really going to have an impact on our local culture and our local community. So, yeah, I'm really proud to be part of this station. And if you're listening and you're proud as well and you're a bit of a visionary yourself and you want to be part of the vision that you know, that we're holding for ourselves right now during this radiothon period, please do join the family.
Join us and keep us around. Yeah, support us. Be you know, be a supporter of the Aquarius that is RTR.
Exactly.
And you can do that at rtrfm.com.au or by calling 9260 9210. Now, Tash, we're going to have to go to the news, but Delivery Boy's been hanging out underneath us and you're going to whip a tarot card out of that deck for us and tell us
says. All right, let's do this, people.
All right.
I'm going to start shuffling.
It's the Radiothon tarot card.
What do you want the intention to be, Pam?
I think, you know, why should people subscribe to Radiothon? To RTR. That's the intention.
I really hope we get the relationship card. I think that would be really funny.
Whoa, we can all think it. If we all think it collectively, if you're listening to the station right now, collectively wish for the relationship card or the love card.
All right, let's do it. We're going to pull the card. All right, which one is speaking? Do you want to pull it, Pam, or do you want me to pull
it? Yeah, you pull it.
This, there's one that's particularly jumping out at me.
Yeah, jump out. All righty. Now, tell us what is it?
It's memories of love.
It is not.
Which could not be more fitting in Mercury retrograde,
wow.
How we're reflecting
goosebumps.
On the past 8 months of what RTRFM means to us. So it is, it's memories of love.
We're going to put a picture of this up on the RTRFM Instagram and we promise it is the card that we pulled. I wish we'd filmed it so that we could.
I wish that we filmed it to prove, because it's so perfect.
So
everything we've been yapping about.
Memories of love.
Memories of love.
Memories of love. Subscribe to RTRFM, baby. Horoscopes with Tash. Maybe we'll bring it back for special occasions, but Cash Promise, Tash Thomas, thank you so much for joining me and sharing your wonderful wisdom.
Thank you so much, Pam. Honestly, as I said at the start, I've really been looking forward to this and it really, really delivered on the excitement. I'd love to come back for special occasions.
Yeah.
You just tap me on the shoulder, you let me know.
Because
I will be armed and ready with silly astrology at any moment of any day.
Alrighty.